Turn, if you will, in your Bibles this morning to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. In Christ we have peace. John 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, not as the world gives peace, but Christ gives us the ultimate peace in our life." The angels of heaven broke forth in a chorus, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men." Christmas, you've heard it many times, and as we draw to Christmas every year, we talk about God with us, Emmanuel. Now, man was in his sin. Over in Genesis, the Bible says Adam sinned, and God was looking for Adam, and God said, "Adam, where are you?" And for the first time, we see man's separation from God. For the first time, man had walked with God, talked with God, and fellowshiped with God. But now God is looking for Adam, and Adam's hiding from God. Not that we can really hide from God. God knew where Adam was, but he wanted him to realize his condition. And Adam said, "Lord, I heard your voice, and I was afraid. I was afraid." Why was he afraid? Because for the first time, he felt sin in his life. He felt a separation from God. And he said, "Lord, I was naked and I hid." You know, it's a sad thing when we feel like we've lost everything, isn't it? A sad thing when we come in our sin before a holy God and we say, "Lord, I was afraid of you." God doesn't want us to be afraid of Him. God wants us to fear Him and reverence Him and worship Him and praise with Him and rejoice with Him. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it abundantly." And that's what God wants this morning for you and you and you and you. God wants us to have life. He wants us to have an abundant life. He brought salvation to earth in Christ Jesus. You see, the Bible says that here in Romans that man was separated from God. And in chapter 5, 6, and 7, we see that man, God offers man salvation. In verse 5, it says, or chapter 5, verse 1, listen to what this says. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your glorious word. God, we thank you that you're in control. Lord, that you're right here this morning in the very presence of this building, in the hearts of the believers. And Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit right now start touching our hearts and preparing us for the word to come, that Lord, we might see ourselves as Adam saw himself. And Lord, I pray this morning that if there is one person here that doesn't have the peace of God that passes all understanding in his heart, that this morning you will allow them by faith to simply say, "Here I am, Lord. I want the gift of salvation." God, that they might come to you by faith, trust you, and know that peace that only you can give. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now let me say this. I see that Paul says right here that God gives us grace for the past. Grace for the past. You see, man has a problem. That is what? Sin. Sin is all out in the world. We saw a tragedy this week. That was caused by man's sin. Man's separation from God. Now, the problem of the human heart is the human heart is dark. It walks in darkness. You see, sin separates us from the light. God is the light. And when we sin, we have sin in our heart. Yes, it darkens our heart, and we have a problem. Isaiah 59, verse 2 says, your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Now, sin separates us. Sin darkens our lives. Sin gives us no peace whatsoever. And when Adam sinned, the Bible says, where once Adam walked in fellowship, in a relationship, hand in hand with God and talked with God, the Bible says, in the coolness of the garden, now he's hiding from God, and that fellowship with God has been broken. You see, before we see Adam walking with God, and after sin, we see God looking for Adam. Before Adam sinned, Adam was talking to God. But after Adam sinned, he was running from God. That's the way sin does. That may be your life this morning. The Bible says all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I know one thing, when I fall into a sinful state, when I do something that's displeasing to God, I know it. The Holy Spirit makes me aware of it. The Holy Spirit shows me that sin in my life has broken that fellowship that I had with God. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit convicts us. And the Holy Spirit of God convicts me that sin is there. And the Bible says in 1 John, if we will confess our sin, that word confess means to agree with God. If we'll just say, Lord, I know I've sinned. I realize I've broken that fellowship. If we confess our sin, God is faithful. Isn't that wonderful to know that God is faithful? God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from our sin. You see, the Bible tells me over in Luke that there's a great gulf that exists between God and man. In man's sin, there was no way that man could cross that great gulf of separation there. But God so loved the world. And that's the reason we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he sent his Son into the world to die on Calvary, that he may bridge that gulf. And when he died on the cross, he removed that barrier. He made a way that man could be restored into a right relationship with God. God wants you this morning. He wants you to have a right relationship with him. He wants you to walk with him every day, not just on Sunday. I don't know about you, but Christianity is an everyday walk with God. It's a Monday walk. It's a Monday morning walk, a Monday evening walk, Tuesday, Wednesday, right on through the week. That's what Christianity is. It's a walking with God on a daily basis so that we can have a calm assurance in our life that no matter what comes along in our way, we will have an eternity with God. Listen to this song. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. That was God's love, folks. Oh, the grace of God that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. Where? At Calvary. When Jesus died on the cross, he bridged that gap so that you and I could celebrate Christmas, so you and I could have a peace where you and I can sing joy to the world. The Lord has come. That's what it's all about, folks. Christ coming. Not only do we have access to God, folks, we have an acceptance. with God. Therefore, having been justified. Let me tell you something. Every person apart from Christ is at war with God. Now think about it. Every person apart from Jesus Christ, that means you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you're at war with God. War was declared in the garden. The old devil came and tempted Eve and Adam, and they sinned, and he declared war with God. God didn't need to declare war on man. Man declared war on God. God said, I want man to have a peaceful life. I want man to have an abundant life. I want a man to have a fellowship with me. But man chose to disobey. Folks, we choose to disobey every day, don't we? You can either choose to disobey God or you can choose to walk with God. You make choices every day in your life. Today, you're going to make a choice. You're going to walk out of here today saying, yes, I love God. I want to live for God. I want to have fellowship with God. I'm going to make every day the Lord's day. Or you're going to choose to walk out of here just the same way you came in. If you're lost, you're going to walk out of here lost. That's just what you choose. But you don't have to walk out of here lost. The good news of the gospel is you can walk out of here a new person with a new heart, a new life in Christ, taking off the old part and putting on the new man in Christ Jesus. That's the choice. Every person, the Bible says, without Christ is at war with God. And the unsaved man, let me tell you something. Unsaved people walk in darkness. They have no desire to walk with God. The saved man desires to walk with God. The saved man desires in obeying God. You see? The lost person, they obey the devil. They choose to live for self. Man, there is a barrier between them and God. Now, today you're either for God or you're against God. There's no other way. You can't straddle the fence. You've got a choice to make this morning. You're going to either choose God, live for Him, or you're going to choose the devil and live for Him. Now, aren't you glad you came this morning? You cannot no longer go out of here and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to decide. No, you've got to make a decision today. You see, the Bible, the Word of God, calls for a decision. You're going to either make it for the devil or you're going to make it for God. Now, I hope and I pray that you'll choose God in your life. I hope and I pray that you will come to Jesus Christ this morning. Today, you're either for God or against God. You're under condemnation or you're under justification. That word condemnation means that God declared war on sin, and which is a declaration of war to all mankind. Justification simply means that God declares us righteous in Christ Jesus. Through His blood on the cross, through His life, we are justified. The Bible says, therefore, having been justified, how? By faith. Faith. I've said, Brother Manly Beasley, I used to listen to him and talk to him about faith life, and he came and did several conferences before he passed on to be with God. He says, faith is simply believing a thing is so when it's not so, so that it will be so. Now, that's faith. We trust God for our life. And people all over this world are looking for peace this morning. They're looking for peace. Now, some are probably looking in the wrong place. But peace is only found in Jesus Christ. We're looking for peace today between nations. Oh, we're always praying for peace in Israel and peace around the world. We're looking for peace in our own hearts and soul. And folks, this morning, only God. It's a shame that we've taken God out of our schools. It's a shame that we've taken God out of our government. It's a shame that we've taken God out of our churches in most cases today. Only God can bring that peace. And if we're looking for peace, we have got to put God back into our churches and in our life. What do I mean by that? I mean in most churches today, most people are just going through a mechanical type worship. They come to church just because, well, that's the thing mom and daddy taught us. And you see, that's not really worshiping God. Worshiping God is getting in a right relationship with your life and God, so that when you come to church, you're actually coming to worship God and put Him first in your life. We're looking for peace in our nation, and we need it bad. We need God bad back into our nation. We need God back into our towns and our governments. And we need God back into our schools and everywhere else. We need God, folks. He's the only one that can keep us in perfect peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace." That word perfect means only God can give that perfect peace in our life. Imperfect peace will not last. I hear people all the time say, well, I've got a peace in my life right now. And I'll ask them, well, where did you put Christ? Well, I got married the other night, and I've been wanting to do that a long time, and it brought me some peace. You'll only find peace in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Some people look for a peace in a pill. They're not found in pills, my dear friends. Some people look for peace in possessions. Possessions do not bring peace. Some people look for peace in their position. If I can only have this position in life, or prestige in life, that does not bring peace. Some looking for peace in the power. If I could only have that kind of power, I'd be peaceful. Or popularity. Or if I could just be as popular as so-and-so. They don't have peace. Why do you think peace would come into your life? They think the world brings peace, but Jesus says, no. The only peace you'll find is when you go to Calvary and you see Jesus Christ as that perfect sacrifice for your sin, and you are justified by faith. You can put your faith in that Christ. And then he says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only acceptance, but we have access to God. The word accessed means that we're given an entrance into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We find favor with God because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says now, you know, we can come boldly through the throne of God. Back in the Old Testament, when the people wanted to come to God, they had to go through a high priest. And they would go to the temple, and they would go, and they'd offer up their sacrifice. But since Jesus Christ has died on the cross, now you don't have to go through the high priest and bring an offering. Christ was that sacrifice. Now all you have to do is get on your knees before God and talk to Him, just like you would talk to me. You know, the Bible tells us how to pray. Our Father gives a good example, which art in heaven. Folks, when you pray, some people ask, well, preacher, how do we pray? Just get on your knees before God. That's a good start. Just say, Lord, here I am. And let His Holy Spirit lead you to what you need to say. You see, we talk to God. We can talk to God just like you talk to each other. Isn't that wonderful? When Christ died, He tore away that veil that covered the Holy of Holies, that separated the Jews from God, that separated man from God. The Bible says the veil was torn, and God broke down that wall of separation between God and man. And now no longer do we have that wall there. We can have access, the Bible says, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, isn't that good to know that? That if we'll put our faith in Jesus Christ this morning, we can have a peace with God. We can have access to God. Folks, I know that God is with me. Every step of the way, the Bible says, I will never leave nor forsake you. Now, it's one thing to believe in God, but it's another thing to know about God and put your faith in God and fellowship with God. I was trying to say one day, I knew the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. I knew him, and you know, but I couldn't get to him. I knew who he was. I knew about him. I knew what he did. But then one day, through another person, I got to meet the president. I had access to him. I could walk up to him and talk to him. And that's a good thing, to know someone and then really have access to him. It's all right to know about Christ, but it's even better to know that you can have access to God this morning. I know some people that know all about the Bible. They can tell you the Bible, the ins and outs of it. They can tell you all the stories in it. They can quote the scriptures in it. But their heart is far from God. They don't know God personally. And folks, this morning, Jesus says you need to know him personally. He wants to come to you. And Jesus will take us to the throne room of God. And you can know God through Jesus Christ. He said, if you'd known the Father, if you'd known me, you'd have known the Father. Folks, do you know God this morning? Do you have you been accepted? Do you have access to it? It brings a peace in your heart that passes all understanding if you do. All you have to do this morning is simply come to Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. God came to us to be with us, and he wants us to come to him just as we are. I love that old song, "Just As I Am," without one plea. Not only do we have acceptance and grace in the past and access to God, we have growth in the present. Look at verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance. We can glory in tribulations. Now, we need to know something here in tribulations. We need to understand that the cross and the crown go together, folks. Dodge Pickup has a commercial that says, "No guts, no glory." Well, no grief, no glory. Now we can glory in tribulation, the Bible says. Did you know that some people wonder, how in the world can we glory in tribulation? Well, Jesus says, knowing that you can glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations in the life of his children produce patience, produce perseverance in our life, produces character in our life, produces hope in our life. So when you're out there in the world, or you're out there and the world treats you bad and you're having tribulations, listen to God speak to your life. 1 Peter 1, 6 through 7 says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been given by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory in the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Folks, I've found that God uses trials to strengthen our faith in him. God uses tribulations to try our faith, to strengthen our faith in him, that it might come forth like gold, purified. That it might be a pure faith. That it might be a strong faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, that when we look at trials that way, we know that God's doing this in my life, or he's allowing this in my life, that I might become stronger, that I might have more character. Last week, our young man from Philippines came at Typhoon. He was here a few Sunday nights ago, and he preached, and we took up a love offering for him and gave him quite a bit of money, and he was building a school and building a church, and the typhoon that just came through there, very strong, wiped it all out. All gone. Spent years of his life. And he said, I didn't know why God allowed that to happen, preacher. And then someone said, remember Job, Jomar, that your faith when you come through this will have grown stronger in the Lord. Yes, we're going to have difficulties, folks. We're going to have problems in life. But those difficulties and those problems are there that we might become stronger. Christians have trials. And all who desire to live godly lives, the Bible says, will suffer persecution, will suffer in tribulations. God never intends trials to work against us. He always wants the trials to work for us, to produce in us the kind of faith, to produce in us the kind of life that will literally live for Him, no matter what comes our way. I heard one of the fathers say the other day about his child that was killed the other day, that we'll see her in heaven. We'll see her in heaven. I thought, man, you know, that guy must know God. He must know God. To have a faith like that, to have a life that says, well, you know, she's gone on to be with God, and we'll get to see her again in heaven. Folks, I thought to myself, I don't know how I would react in a situation like that, but I hope and pray that I would be just that strong, that I would say, yes, Lord, I know there's nothing that seems to be good about this, but I know that you're in my life, and I know you're working, the Bible says, all these things out for my good and your glory. And folks, that's what God wants us to do in our life. We will have trials. We will have tribulations. We will have persecutions. But let those things, instead of tearing us away from God, let us draw closer to God. Then we can glory not only in the past and the present. The Bible says here we can glory in the future. Look at verse 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. We have been saved. That's what salvation is. We've been saved. We are secure in Christ. People all the time ask me, you know, if I'm saved, can I ever lose my salvation? No, you can't. No, you can't. You are secure in Christ Jesus. Okay? You don't have to worry about that. You have security in the future. The love of God will keep us. Now, if God has saved you, He will keep you. The Bible says God sent His Son to die when we were not able to save ourselves, folks. We're not able to save ourselves. With one hand, I believe it's like this. Jesus was holding on to the Holy God. And with the other, He was reaching out to mankind to join us, to pull us out of that miry pit on Calvary. And folks, what God does, it's a perfect work. And when God saves you this morning or yesterday or 20 or 30 years ago, you're still saved. You're still saved. You're secure. No man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. That's the reason we can celebrate Christmas. That's the reason we can have peace with God, because I know that He holds my future. I know one day I'll be with Him in heaven. If God saved us when we were enemies, the Bible says, by the death of His Son on the cross, how much more will He save us as His children of life and light? by his son, Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, you know, we've gone from the, I like old Joseph, we've gone from the pit to the palace. We have a palace. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many rooms or many mansions. I'd like to say many palaces. He's got a place for me. I know he'll keep me there. Because of Jesus, we have that. We were condemned to die, but we have been pardoned from sin by Jesus Christ. Then we have the leading of the Spirit of God. If God's Holy Spirit comes in and seals us, the Bible says, we are sealed until that day of redemption. Folks, God's Spirit seals me, and he lives within my heart. He lives right here inside this old body. Isn't that good to know that Christ lives with us? The Bible says we are the temple of God. This body is the temple of God. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, abides with us. And he lives with us forever. And we have peace with God in every situation. And we are guaranteed that glorious future in Christ. All through the Word of God, you see that he's coming back. All through the Word of God, you see that he's able to keep that. All through the Word of God, we are supposed to be looking for that glorious appearing, which is Jesus Christ, and that blessed hope, which is Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that. And as I hear the tragedies in the world, and I see what's going on in the world, I'm like the man in Revelation, Lord, come quickly. You know, if he comes tomorrow, or he comes this evening, it couldn't be soon enough, folks. Do you have peace this morning? Do you have peace with God this morning? Peace. I like that song, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. You have that kind of peace. A peace that passes all understanding. The angel said, peace and goodwill to all men. If you don't have that kind of peace this morning in your life, don't leave here without trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've never made that decision for Christ, don't leave here lost. That's what Christmas is all about. God's gift of his Son to mankind. God with us to bridge that gap, to bring us to him. He wants you to come to him this morning. That's the greatest gift that could ever be given. Would you come to him this morning? Maybe you're here and you're saved and you know you're saved, but your commitment level is really low. You're not really enjoying your salvation like you should because you haven't really given your life like you should. This morning you want to give it all. And I don't mean just give it all for today. No. I mean you really want to turn your life around. Not long ago a young man says, preacher, I want to turn my life around. I said, well, if you do, you really can. But it means you're going to have to make a commitment to God to praise him and serve him every day. Not just come here once a year, get out on your knees and say, I want to commit myself to God. That's not changing anything. God makes a change in your life. So if you're here this morning and you really want a change in your life, you can have it today in Christ Jesus. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. This is the place God's led you. Man, I'd love to have you. Would you come and I'll be glad to share with you. One of these ministers up front will be glad to share with you how to be saved, how to join the church, whatever decision you need to make that decision right now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord, on the eve of Christmas like this, Lord, that we can just see you for who you are. We can worship you. And God, you came to bridge the gap for us. And Lord, I pray this morning if there's a lost person here or saved person need to get their life right, today will be that day. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.